Humane Society is a non-for-profit organization, and because of that, their only commitment to the city of Danville is in the animal control officer aspect. So even though the city would be removing that portion of the contract that is currently fulfilled by the Danville Humane Society, the Humane Society would still be able to operate independent of any contract with the city of Danville. They're still able to take in animals. They're still able to function as a humane society. They're still able to perform all of the missions of their goals and objectives other than to continue to provide animal compliance or enforcement for the city of Danville.
In other words, animal control.
Correct.
Alderman and committee member Ricky Williams Jr., as you well know, has said that Danville should stop relying on the local Humane Society to take care of animals. He has said that he's heard from people anecdotally who allege that the Humane Society has abused and neglected animals. Humane Society Board President Pete Leary dismisses those claims. Do you believe the Humane Society is in any way mistreating animals? Is there anything that you have to lead you to that conclusion?
What's been difficult is while there has been anecdotal discussions that have been made in regards to treatment of animals at the Humane Society, there has been very little, if any, documented proof of those claims. So again, from an outside perspective who has limited opportunity for investigation of those claims, without documented proof of those incidents, it's very difficult to say, yes, that type of abuse is going on. It's also difficult, obviously, to just simply ignore any accusations and walk away from them. Regardless of what direction we go in the future, I want to make sure that the city does have some jurisdictional authority and oversight so that if, in fact, these claims are brought forth, we have a greater opportunity to investigate them to the full length of what I feel is necessary in order to make a determination of whether they're fact or fiction.
What sort of research did you do as a member of the subcommittee to reach this conclusion?
What I did was I looked at multiple municipalities and counties across the country, trying to get to those that were similar in size and nature to what we have here in this community, to see how they perform animal control and what different setups they use in order to meet the same objectives that we have here.
Is anyone doing it exactly the right way?
Well, I think there are a lot of great examples of places that are doing it the right way. One of the reasons why I think we have been deficient in providing the same level of opportunities for animals that I've witnessed by other communities is simply that our financial resources were nowhere near what other communities are putting into animal control and animal sheltering. A great example, and I think a fantastic model to use, is what they're doing in Decatur and in Macon County. And what you find from Decatur and Macon County is that they have a wonderful relationship. Macon County oversees the animal control and the animal bordering. They have a fantastic adoption program. They utilize volunteers very well. And in the city of Decatur, they contribute over $500,000 a year towards their contract with Macon County. The city of Danville, recognizing we're a third of the size, still only contributes about a sixth or a seventh of that same amount to our local animal control. So what I was able to identify is that while there are some outstanding models and examples of how it should be done or provided, those municipalities or counties are also expending more financially than what we have been here in the city. And so if we truly are going to raise our level to those same expectations, we also have to be ready, willing, and able to raise the level of financial commitment we're willing to make.